Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. We'll read verses 14 through 18 together. We'll read this passage responsibly. 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And let's finish on verse 18 together. Ready? And will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you've done for us here on this property today. Lord, the dozens and dozens of people that were saved and the lives that were touched and, Lord, just so many unfathomable things and how eternity was changed. And yet, Lord, we're standing before you needy. Lord, help us. We sure do want to be close to you. Lord, there are things here in this world that would keep us from that. Help our preacher tonight as he helps us to get closer to you, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
This evening, the title of the sermon is this, Them, T-H-E-M, Them. For someone, I'll tell you why you are a miserable Christian this evening. Somebody here, I'll tell you why you have never been a sold-out Christian. For some of you, I'll tell you why you were once a sold-out Christian and you are no longer a sold-out Christian. Them, them, them. I see it over and over in the Bible, them. The Bible says, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Them. Notice it. Come out from among them. In Luke 19:45 it says, and he went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold therein, and them that bought. Them. Notice it. Them. Them. 1 Corinthians 5:13 says, but them that are without God judges. Therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person, them. 1 Timothy 5:20 says, them that sin rebuke before all, that all others also may fear, them. Acts 20 verse 30 says, also of your own selves shall men arise speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. 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 Nehemiah 4:9 says, nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. So it's all the way through the Bible. God keeps saying, watch out for them. 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 Isaiah 41:28 says, for I beheld, and there was no man, even among them, and there was no counselor, that when I asked of them, could answer a word, them. Luke 22:24 says, there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest, them, 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 them. Psalm 59:8, but thou, O Lord, shall laugh at them, thou shalt have all the heathen in derision, them. God mentions them in the Old Testament. God mentions them in the New Testament. Psalm 31:15 says, my times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Them. Hebrews 11:31 says, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Them. 1 Thessalonians 4:12 says, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, that ye may have lack of nothing. Them. Them. You can read and just every so often, it doesn't take very many verses until God says, watch out for them. Them are there. Them are a problem. Who are them? Who are them? Well, thems come in all shapes and sizes. There are, we sing red and yellow, black and white, they're all precious in His sight. May I say, there are red thems. There are yellow thems. There are black thems. There are white thems. Thems come in all types and statuses. There are married thems. There are single thems. There are divorced thems. There are young thems. There are old thems. There are rich thems. There are poor thems. There are educated thems. There are not so educated thems. There are laymen that are thems. There are leaders that are thems. There are followers that are thems. All ages, young and old alike, you find them in every social category. You find them, the thems, there is no specific description for the them except for them.
Right.
Them. Them are those of the wrong crowd. There has been, since the beginning of man on earth, a wrong crowd of them. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 through 3 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Notice, God wants you to be blessed. God wants you to have prosperity. But you have to notice something here. There are two prerequisites to God's prosperity, and well, there are three, but two of the three have to do with the wrong crowd, not being around them. He said, "Walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." Who's that? That's them. He says, "Standeth not in the way of sinners." Who's that? That's them. There may be thems that are sitting in a balcony. There may be them sitting in that section of pews, or 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 that section of pews. Would to God I wouldn't have to say it. There might be thems that are up here. They might be in the nursery. It might be a them that's out there listening this on CD or at some other church where they pick up this sermon. These things called thems, they're everywhere. I don't care who you are, the wrong crowd will ruin you. Them will ruin you. Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 20 says, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." Greater Christians than you have been mentioned in the Bible, and those greater Christians were destroyed, delayed, distracted by who? Them. You won't run with them without destruction coming to you. Them. They're mentioned over and over and over again. When Peter got around them, it hurt him. Peter was following Jesus afar off while Jesus was on his way to the crucifixion. There was a group of them warming their hands by a fire. What happened? Peter got around them. For long he's denying Christ, saying things he shouldn't have said, doing what he should not do. Why? Peter got around who? Them. Said, "Brother Owens, what was their name?" Them. 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 When Abraham got around them, it hurt him. I doubt that there's anybody in here that's as good a Christian as Peter was. I doubt that there's anybody in here that could shine the shoes of Abraham. But when Abraham got around them, they pulled him down. When Abraham went down into Egypt and he ended up committing adultery with one of them, he took a gal by the name of Hagar when he already had a wife by the name of Sarah. Why? He got around them. You better watch when you're around them. If Abraham can get around them and fall into the arms of another woman, don't you think you could by being around them? When Lot got around them, it hurt him. Lot took his family to what he thought was prosperity. Prosperity is always being in the most spiritual place you can find. But Lot looked at the well-watered plains of Sodom and Gomorrah, and he took his family there, and he found himself around them. Next thing you know, he's surrounded by the Sodomites. He loses his wife. Why? Got around them. 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 When Balaam got around them, it hurt him. Balaam, so you all know, Balaam was the finest preacher of his day. There's a reason why Balaam's name is used in the Bible. I believe that Balaam, he may have been the Billy Sunday of his day. But he went to preach for the wrong crowd of them, and he ruined himself. His donkey was a better friend to him than them. When Naomi got around them, it hurt her. Naomi and her husband Elimelech took their children out of the will of God, moved them to Moab. Around them, what happened? Her husband died and her two kids died. Why? Them. Got around them. Oh, you better be careful. Them can affect you. If them can affect Peter, them can affect you. If them can affect Abraham, them can affect you. If them can affect Lot, them can affect you. If them can affect Balaam, them can affect you. If them can affect Naomi, them can affect you. Ahab. You know, Ahab started out to be a pretty decent man. Everything about Ahab is not a bad, bad thing, but he got around them. You see, he dated a female, them. Her name was Jezebel. The rest is history. She was a them. When Solomon got around them, they ruined him. Do you realize that Solomon was the wisest man at that time on the face of the earth, but Solomon started hanging around a bunch of women and a bunch of men that were thems, and the Bible says that they stole his heart away from his God. Who was it? Them. Hey, look, if Solomon couldn't handle being around them, I doubt that you could. If Peter couldn't handle being around them, I doubt that you can. When Jehoshaphat got around them, it hurt him. Jehoshaphat was one of the finest kings in the Bible, I believe. But he got around a them named Ahab, and then he got around a them by the name of Athaliah, and his kingdom was destroyed. Why? Because of them. Them. Teenager, if you run with them, you'll destroy yourself. Sunday school teacher, if you run with them, you won't be a Sunday school teacher forever. You'll be history. Church employee, if you run around with them, you won't work here someday. It'll be history. Loyal church member, if you run with them, you'll find yourself on the sideline, out of church, out of God's will. Them are dangerous. Them are destructive. Them are deceptive. Them, you have them in every church. Every church. I'm sure there's some them here tonight. I know who some of them are. But I don't know who some of them are. But there are thems here. You know someone who is a them. I hope you're not one of them. If you're one of them, I hope you get right with God. If you're running with one of them, I hope you'll get right with God. Them. 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 I'm glad I'm as busy as I am. I'm glad I'm busy. Why? Don't have time for them. Them. Parents, you say, I have a struggle with my teenager. It may be associated with them. 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 Who are them? I think I could tell you very simply. Who are them? Them are usually the idle crowd. The ones that are just hanging around. You know, you've heard the old saying, the idle mind is the devil's playground, and I believe that's true. The uninvolved idle, you know, they're present, but not doing what everybody else is doing. That's the dim crowd. Parents, I'll recommend, your child may not be a dim, but when children's choirs are going on, I'd have your kids go to children's choirs instead of just run the property. It's very dangerous to let your young people run around when Young Fundamentalists is going on or Teenage Soul Winning is going around. The dims are usually the idle crowd. I'm sure of it. I've watched the dims for many, many years. You know, you begin to pick up on what is the them? Who are the them? What are the characteristics of them? Usually the idle crowd. Who are the them? The them are the critical crowd. Don't give them your ear. Don't give them your spirit. Don't give them your mind. The thems. Thems are the sinners. You say, but Brother Owens, we're all sinners. Yes, we are. Only two kinds of people in this building tonight. There are saved sinners. There are lost sinners. And let me say to you about both. It is a very, very, very extremely dangerous crowd if you're running with the thems that are lost. But if I were you, I'd be very careful dealing and running with the thems that are the saved sinners. And you say, what do you mean? Oh, I speak about the ones that are the thems that are boldly doing wrong and they know it and they virtually flaunt it. We're all going to have some struggles and we're all going to have our falls. But you know, there are some people, they virtually flaunt. They're living in sin. They know they're living in sin. You're saved. Indeed, you are. But you're living like a lost person. I'd stay away from that kind of them. Them are the idle crowd. Them are the critical crowd. Them are the sinners. Them are the Christians that know they shouldn't be going to the nightclubs and boozing it up, but they do anyway. I'm talking about the ones that come to church with a hangover on Sunday morning. Them. They'll ruin you. Them. The drug crowd. Them. Them. Who are them? Well, I can tell you the characteristics. I can tell you what I've seen through the years. The them are the idle crowd. The them are the critical crowd. The them are those that blatantly and boldly go on in their sin knowing it's wrong. Them are the secret crowd. The ones who are hiding things from mom and dad. Them. Hiding things. Them. Are the adults in here that have things tucked away in your computer that are sinful and vile. Got to push the button to get it off the screen when you see your wife coming or your husband coming. Them. That's them. Secret. Hiding. The thems that hide things on their telephones. We live in a day of new technology. The thems are the sneaky manipulators. That's them. That's what God's talking about when He talks about them. Them, the secret crowd. Them, the idle crowd. Them, the critical crowd. Them, the blatant, bold sinners. Them. Them. Who are these people called them? Them are the rule breakers. The ones who promise to abide by certain rules to be in our Christian school and rebelliously break those rules, laugh, sneak around. Some of you know one of them. Now, our kids will make mistakes, and I know that, but some of them know they're making a mistake. They're making a mistake on purpose, and they're rebelliously going against the rules. That's them. There's your them. Someone who promised to keep a rule to be a bus worker, and then they break that rule and embarrass our church with their behavior. Them. Look, when you go into the community as a leader of our church, you're representing our church. Don't go out there and make everybody think that our church is full of them. It's not. Our church is not full of them. And don't represent us as them. Who are them? Them are evil people. Evil people. Romans chapter 12, verse number 9 says, "But love thee without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good." We are to abhor evil behavior. Now remember, evil is someone who has a planned attack with an intent to destroy someone. Evil people, the Bible teaching us here, are them. You listen to this. The Bible says, "Abstain from all appearance of evil." You know what that means? You know what appearance of evil is? That's you hanging with evil people. It would appear that you are evil when you're hanging around with someone who is evil. when you're with them, you have given the appearance that you're one of them. Don't even appear to be around them. 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 It was early in the morning. I had my Bible out and I come across a verse that says, come out from among them. It began to occur to me as I was going through the Bible, that word just kept jumping out. Them. 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 Who are them? The them. That's the idle crowd. The them, that's the critical crowd. The them, that's the blatant sinners. The them, that's the secretive crowd. The them, that's the rule breakers. The them, that's the evil crowd. Now, who are the people that are most apt to be influenced by them? I got to thinking about that. My work is people work. It's what I do. I don't specialize in anything. I'm not even really good at what I do, but the one thing that I work at the most is my work with people. And I think I've learned a few things through the years, dealing with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, and that is not an exaggeration. I know who is most apt to be influenced by them. Let me tell you who them influence the quickest. Them influence people who are less popular. The less popular people are often influenced by them. You see, we all want acceptance. And if you're not careful, them will give you acceptance. Some of you young people that are struggling as you're growing into adults and you're struggling, you're wanting that acceptance and you want the crowd to accept you, watch out. Watch out, because them will come along and say, throw in with us. Join our crowd. You be careful, young man. You be careful, young lady. Them are out there. And they will prey on your insecurity and pull you in. If you have low self-worth, be careful. Them will target you. I've had people that are confident people, not arrogant, not cocky. And I'll say, did you hear about this? I said, no, brother, there's nobody going to approach me about that. Why? Because they're confident. You see, them looks for low self-worth, low self-esteem, and them says, I can control them. I'll guarantee it. Let me tell everybody here something. You're better off with no friends than to have them as friends. I can tell you somebody that in this church right now, they feel very bad about themselves that they've yoked themselves up with a them. Why? Because the them accepts them. That's what they wanted. They wanted camaraderie more than they wanted righteousness. Them. Them. My experience is the less popular, the less secure, are influenced the most by them. Let me tell you who else is easily influenced by them. New people in the church are often targeted by them. New people. Some of you are new in our church. We've had some families join our church recently. Let me say right off the bat here, our church is not full of thems. Most of our church is not thems. A very, very small fraction of people are thems. But just so you know, there are some thems in here. Now, I hate to say that, but the only way I can protect the new Christian is to tell them, you better watch out. New folks, I'm sorry to say it, but hey, in any church you go to, you're going to find a certain percentage of them. Say, well, if you were the right kind of leader, we wouldn't have those thems. You may be right, but you might want to take that to Jesus. He had 12, and one of them was them. 1/12 of his crowd was a them. Hey, if you end up at the house of them, and then you find out it's them, don't go back. Leave early. I've left places early. Because what? Them? I've walked away from some conversations. Why? Because of them. Them. You say, who is it that is most powerfully influenced by them? Usually the less popular or insecure people. Secondly, those that are new and they're unsuspecting and they get sucked in to them. And so you know, new people, sometimes the thems target new people. Who else? Who is affected by them? People who socialize too much are influenced by them. Say what? Uh-huh. See, too much casual time together creates an atmosphere for thems. Yeah, absolutely. You just get too casual and you're doing it constantly. Before long, you are creating an atmosphere that can produce them. We stop talking about things and Jesus and truth, and we start talking about people. Party, party, party. We are just constantly in a casual situation. Constantly we can let our hair down and we just got all this time where we're socializing and you better be careful because I've seen it time and time again. The old them attitude pops up. You will all find this. I will socialize some with you. But not enough that it ever turns into a them situation. I plan on doing what I do till the day I die. You will be one of the casualties. The average church member lasts about 7 years and they're out. You can pick what you want to do and you can pick what you want to be. I've decided what I want to do and I've decided what I want to be. I want to be faithful to the end. So what are you going to do, Brother Owens? I'm going to protect myself from them. I've been doing it for 32 years. Them. You see, those that are influenced and affected the most by them are usually the less popular, or they're the insecure, they're the new people. So many times it's those that socialize too much. Listen, I'm for having Sunday school activities, but I'm going to tell you something. If a Sunday school activity ever turns to a gathering of them, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. That's why you need to keep something going at some of them activities. Why? Turn into a them type of a thing. Who else? Okay. Retired people. Let me give you a warning. Some of the sweetest people in our church are retired people. Our gray-haired senior citizens, I love you and I thank God for you. I'll be honest. I do not know of one disloyal senior citizen. They understand something about loyalties and about propriety. But let me warn you. When you have too much time on your hands, them can pop up. Do you know the thems search for bored people? You can get bored watching TV and playing checkers and shuffleboard, and after a while you want somebody to talk to you. If you're not careful, you'd go suck down 8 cups of coffee and it'll turn into a them meeting. Retired people, be careful. Look, you retired people, you're smart enough to know. There are groups of retired people all over the place that sit around and do nothing but talk bad about people. Them. They just can't figure out anything else to talk about, so all they do is gripe about people. Them. Them. Who? Who is it that can be affected by them the most? Here's something. Ladies who do not go to work at a secular job can be very easily influenced by them. Why? Use the phone too much. You fellowship too much. You let Hollywood and them in Hollywood pump the garbage into your brain all day. Them. Be careful. If you have the privilege of being a housewife and staying home, do not let it become an atmosphere for them. You and your other friend that does not have to work outside the home get together and you have all day long to spend. And if you're not careful, it'll turn into a them meeting. Who's affected most by them? Well, Sometimes it's men who are successful in business. And because of it, they have the liberty to keep their loose schedule. And because of that, they have time, and so much time, that they can become a them. You better protect yourself from them. You know, your success could be your destruction if your freedom allows them into your life. I've been around successful people. Successful people can just take off and go golf for 3 or 4 hours. I'll tell you, you better golf alone if you're going to golf with a bunch of people, a bunch of business associates, and all you do is have a meeting of them.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Them are influenced by them. Them are influenced by them. You know, them have a sinful radar that can usually find each other. Them could smell out other thems. Thems can recognize the sign of thems. Can I tell you something? If you say, Brother Owens, I feel like a them has entered my life, you ought to be offended because that means they think you're like them. You're sending signals that say, I'm a them too. To me, that's a slap. If every other fundamental preacher in fundamentalism was always calling me with all their trash, I'd be offended. They know better. They don't get the signal that I'm one of them. They get a contrary signal from me. I don't want to be one of them. And so if the them, you know, you think you're strong.
Well, I got all these people coming and telling me all this bad stuff, and that's because I'm strong. Maybe not. Maybe it is. They think you're weak.
Them. Let me give you a couple practical lessons about them, and we will go home. First of all, Satan deceives you while you are with them, making you believe you're not becoming one of them. Satan deceives you while you're with them, making you believe you're not becoming one of them. Folks, this isn't in the Bible, but it should be. Did you know you can't lay down with the pigs without smelling like them? If you play with dogs, you're probably going to end up with fleas. If you're with them, you are becoming like them. If you're with them, you are becoming like them. So I said, Satan deceives you while you're with them, making you believe you're not becoming like them. Then, listen to this. Thems need a crowd of good people, not you alone. Thems need a crowd of good people, not you alone. Listen, you can bring someone weak into a strong crowd and help them. Romans 14:1 says, him that is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. Means this, the congregation receives weak people. It's a crowd of good people that receives the weak person. But don't be one-on-one with them, because they will destroy you. Being one-on-one with the them is pulling you down. You just ask them to come join us at church and them to come be a part of the good crowd. But if you're not careful, them will pull you away from the crowd one-on-one, just like a wolf tries to take down a lamb. He's looking for the straggler at the back of the pack. The Bible says, him that is weak in the faith, receive ye. And it's talking about receiving them into the congregation. Look, we receive sinners into the congregation to help them. But I'm telling you, you're not supposed to be going and running around one-on-one with those sinners. Does that make sense to you? Them. Don't be one-on-one with them. I'll tell you the hardest thing I do. As a pastor, it's my job to help weak people. And I counsel them, I do it one-on-one. It's hard. It could tear me up. It could tear me up. And you better be careful, unless you're the pastor of the New Testament church. Yeah, I don't handle it on my own. Sometimes I wonder, where does this strength come from? God protects me. I ought to have a rotten attitude. I ought to have a nasty, bitter, hateful, hate everybody attitude, but I don't. But you will. Don't be one-on-one with them. Hey, wrongly helping them will make you like them. Did you know visiting a them church in exchange for them coming to your church could destroy you? Wrongly helping them will make you like them. Visiting a them church in exchange for them coming to your church could make you like them. Dating, you young ladies, dating a them boy to help him is not a good idea. You young ladies, and you want to be, you almost have that mother hen thing about you. And you want to take a them boy in, and you're going to fix him up and everything. That's not your job. You're not supposed to be fixing him up. How many of you, how many ever seen that happen? Some girl take on some weeny, sissy, half boy, because you're going to fix them. So he pulls you down. Don't do that. Girls, there are plenty of fine young men out there in life. Hey, them don't usually admit to themselves that they're them. They're right in their own eyes. So, these practical lessons. Satan deceives you while you are with them, making you believe you're not becoming one of them. Secondly, thems need a crowd of good people, not you alone. Thirdly, wrongly helping them may make you like them. Fourthly, them don't usually admit to themselves that they are a them. And then finally, thems, here's something that will help you and so you know, I'm not trying to fix anything that's broken. But let me tell you this. Thems usually know more about running a church than the pastor knows. That is. They do. Thems know more about running the church than the pastor does. I've never in a million years tell you who. I had somebody tell me this morning if I would have done something different in the service, it would have gone better. I got the note on my desk right now. Maybe I ought to turn it over to you, see how you do. You say, that's awful bold. That's out of character for me, isn't it? Them's usually know more about running the ministry than the pastor does. Watch out for the them's who know everything about what's wrong with the ministry. Them's are used of the devil to destroy unity and revival and destroy others. I am just shocked to death that God spoke to you about what's wrong with the church, but He didn't tell me. We may, Mrs. Duke, check in the directory. We might have my phone number mixed up with some people. God's been calling the wrong folks. Them. You say, who are they? Them. You just make sure that you're not of them. And I need to make sure I'm not of them. And we need to make sure the people we're spending time with are not thems. And we'll all be okay. Them. The idle crowd, the critical crowd, the blatant sinners, the secretive crowd, the rule-breaking crowd, the evil people. Those that are most apt to be influenced are the unpopular, the insecure, the new, baby Christians, those that socialize way too much. Retired people could fit into that category. Ladies that don't go into the secular arena and they have plenty of time on their hands. Men that are successful in business and have liberty to socialize all they want. Them are influenced by them. The practical lessons, Satan deceives you while you're with them and makes you believe you're not becoming like them. Thems need a strong crowd, not a strong you. Wrongly helping them will make you like them, and thems don't usually admit to themselves that they are a them. And thems usually know more about running the church than the pastor does and the leaders of the church. Them. Here it says, wherefore come out from among them. Them. T-H-E-M. him. Them. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes.